main aim of these MAPI teams is to deliver quality health services. The tools were developed to provide people-centered, real-time, comprehensive information and guidance. So they're just adding all the information about the symptoms, about the concerns of our patients, so we can follow all the information online.
Ola, of course, Ukraine is currently experiencing a crisis. How would you describe access to health care there?
Health system in Ukraine was weak even before the humanitarian crisis. And now we have a lot of challenges to providing especially primary health care for internally displaced persons and those who suffered from the conflict. So main issues that I would like to emphasize is limited access to health care for internally displaced persons in rural areas, in government-controlled areas, and in non-government-controlled areas. Internally displaced persons, they have to pay out-of-pocket money for medicine and medical treatment. So we are trying our best to provide them with the free medicine. And also is there low awareness of IDPs about available medical services.
Could you also describe under what conditions these medical teams, under what kind of conditions are they working?
Five of our MAPI teams are provided with the cars, like ambulances, so they can go to rural areas, to collective centers where IDPs live, and they can provide primary health care for them, so people don't need to go to the hospitals. But unfortunately, not all of them are provided with the cars, so some of our MAPI teams, they are working in some small towns or villages and providing health care in the city, in the town or in the village. And unfortunately, there is a big lack of health facilities in rural areas and villages, so we are trying to help with that.
And now, of course, this is still relatively new, but have you had any feedback yet or any numbers or any response?
We provided more than 30,000 consultations from the beginning, and our team is very often going to the field to see how it works and to listen to concerns and to feedback of IDPs. Yeah, of course, the feedback is positive because there is a big need of primary health care, and this is good, very good, but unfortunately it's not enough for now.
As mentioned earlier, this is still new, but is WHO planning any additional activity in Ukraine related to these mobile teams?
Yes, so we are now working on scaling up to 40 mobile emergency primary units, and also we are focusing on areas close to the front line.
Olga, thank you very much for speaking with us. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about WHO's vital work in Ukraine?
I just would like to emphasize that mobile teams also are providing free medicine for non-communicable diseases, antibiotics, and proper for testing for IDPs and those who are affected by the conflict.